hope, as Hashem, everybody had a meaningful Yontif. Zman Chiyuseinu. Zohar Kodesh tells us that although the Yontif of Pesach is over, my Shvi Shal Pesach, the light of Yetzias Mitzrayim continues until Chag HaShavuos. Zohar Kodesh says that the Torah mentions 50 times the Inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore there is a day-by-day Geula which is taking place up until Shavuos, till the culmination of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of which Hashem says, on Har Sinai, Anecha Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hoitzeisicha Me'aretz Mitzrayim. Now I have taken you out of Mitzrayim. From the fact that Yetzias Mitzrayim is linked to the mitzvah of Anecha Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hoitzeisicha Me'aretz Mitzrayim, which is the Yesod HaYesodos, which is the mitzvah of Emuna, means to tell us that Yetzias Mitzrayim and mitzvah of Emuna go hand in hand. And therefore, just as we count 50 days from the first night of Yetzias Mitzrayim until the 50th day of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is Chag HaShavuos, this tells us that there are many levels when it comes to Emuna. And we take for granted that when we speak about the mitzvah of Emuna, believing in Hashem, we take it for granted that either you believe or you don't believe. Maybe you believe a little bit. Maybe a person has some sfeikus in Emuna. But there is Emuna, and halavai we should be zeichet to Emuna Shlema. And there are those nebuch that they have sfeikus. And maybe we're embarrassed to admit that we fall somewhere in between. But this is a mistake. Because even when a person comes to a certain clarity in Emunah, when we speak about Ani Ma'amid B'Emunah Shleima, we mean much more than just Emunah Shleima in terms of how my conviction, the level of my conviction and the presence and the reality, the existence of Hashem Yisbarach. The sugya of Emunah is from the deepest sugyas, if not the deepest sugya. The whole sefer of the Zohar Kodesh and all Pnimius HaTorah is just a limud bi'iyun, an iyun which goes much deeper than the seichel, which goes far deeper and wider than the realm of the seichel goes. We speak about 50 levels from Yetzias Mitzrayim until Shavuos. We speak about 50 levels of Emuna. That the whole tachlis of the Makos, as Hashem repeated time and time again, L'man teida ki ani Hashem, should be yediya and havaya baruch hu. Until Bnei Yisrael stood on high scene and is revealed to them at the hareis al adas ki Hashem hu elokim einoid. That each day of Sfira is another Birur, another Yediyah in the Shleimus of the Emunah of Hashem Yisbarach. And the man which fell from the Yin of the Midbar was in order to condition them to that Emunah. As we know that the man is from Lashon Emunah, Kilo Yadu Mahu, they called it Manhu. Manhu is the Osios Emunah, the Svarim say. That the eating of the man was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way of being machshir b'nei Yisrael to Emuna, to be able to give them the Torah, to elevate them to even higher levels of the Emuna. However, this is a time of year that a Yid, that although it's very easy to look at the Sfiras HaEmer and not to see anything about Emunah, and even if a person thinks he's being a good chassid or mukubal, and he says the Ribbono Shel Olam afterwards, and he's talking about Tiferes Shebe Tiferes, or Chesed Shebe Gevura, and he's Sod Shebe Malchus, and he's talking about the Sfiras, and he feels like he's being making Tikkunim Malavai. But if a person gets lost in all the details, and he's not connected to the pinyus, to the secrets, to the yesoid of what all this means, then the whole avoda, which is an avona of emuna, he's very far from. And he thinks he's being involved in the aspects of Sfiras HaEmer when he's very far from it. Such a chaval it is that we spend so little time on the sugi of emuna, and we've never been taught to appreciate the vastness of the sugi of emuna in terms of the eichus, in terms of the quality, in terms of the kamus and the quantity. The Zohar Kaddish tells us, "Ladas ki Hashem hu Elokim," to know that Hashem is one, that Hashem is Elokim. Whatever this means, Havaya hu Elokim. Da'ihu klala d'chol raza d'mehemnusa. Included in this is the secret of all of emuna. Klala d'chol raisa. This is koil of the entire Torah, klala da'ila v'ta'ata. It's koil of everything above and everything below. It could send shivers through our spine to hear words like this from the Zohar Kaddish, openly telling us that emuna is koil of the entire Torah. And it's frightening to think that something which is so essential to everything which we do, every single mitzvah, to be so far from our day-to-day avoda. Rav Kook here, we have two pieces from the Pinkasim. The first one is from Pinkas Raya Amud Kuf. I'm sorry if I didn't make enough handouts. Rav Kook writes, "Hamusagim haruchniyim shenogayim b'munas v'kri Torah." The musagim and ruchniyas, which are nogaya to the sugi of emuna and to the ikrim of Torah, him al piroyiv mitzuyorim b'shivush etzel hamayin rav. Says, generally speaking, the yesodas of emuna are b'shibush. B'shibush means that they're incorrect, that they're in a state of confusion by the masses. Yet they still are able to hold it together somehow. They wake up every day and they do Torah mitzvahs. Because he explains, because it's really not a complete disaster. Because after all, the truth in its purest form is something which is beyond comprehension. So therefore, it's not a complete tzibrach in a case, because even in its truest form, we have no hasag of it. So even if they don't have a real hasaga, so that's part of the truth. Amnam, Aisim Shaparku all. However, those who are Parek all Chas v'shalom, that they've left the Messiah and the truth of Emunah v'nifk mubadeyas, and they have Pagam in their belief system. The reason why this happens, says Rav Kook, Mipnei Shehigushu B'shibush Hatzira Hamayini, is because they've come to accept the false emunas that most people have. Because they didn't take the time to delve in with their own chachma to build, instead of the distorted accepted view of the Hamaynam, Atzir Muchkam, a correct deep understanding of what it means emunah in Hashem, what it means this Hashem. That they can follow along with their good ways. That in the way that the tzir of the Hamoin Am, it causes people to lower their standards and to not be ben aliyah. There are people and there are people, says Rifka. For some people, the distorted view of Hashem is barach still allows them to not throw everything away and to continue doing tournaments day in, day out. And they have atzlacha mitach shelo lishma ba lishma. But the light of Hashem, it still makes an impression on them and they're able to continue on that way. But there are others that what they've been taught to accept and without questioning, not without questioning the validity, but without questioning about how can I know more? How can I make this more truthful, more understandable to me? That they don't allow themselves to delve further and deeper into the sugya of emunah. For some people, it just doesn't sit with them, and they've come to accept that what the masses believe makes sense, and that's the truth, and there's nothing more than that. And they can't accept that because they know inside themselves that there's more, and that this isn't the complete truth. But they've been taught and been taught to accept that this is it. And so slowly but surely, we find that these are the types of people that day in and day out, we start to see that they fall, that they're paiches v'hoylech. And even though they're learning Torah, even though they're doing Torah mitzvahs, how could it be that they're doing Torah mitzvahs in the light? And the light doesn't bring them back, but the answer is that the light of every single mitzvah has to run through the channel of emunah. And even though the light of every mitzvah which we do is so great, because it has to run through the channel of emunah, if it's a very tight channel, then the light that a person is bringing in by every single mitzvah is very, very shvach. Because the yisod of all Torah mitzvahs is this channel of emunah. So what comes in is going to come in through that. And so if a person accepts the corrupted and the distorted view of the Hamoinam, which the book says, we're talking about Yidden here, we're not talking about Goyim. We're not talking about the Aprikorsim and the Christians and the Muslims. We're talking about Yidden here. That by most Yidden, that their understanding of the Ribbono Shel Olam is far from the truth. And you know this from me already. That I know it's a big chiddush. And I know I'm making Uncle Moshe to be an Admor. But if not for Uncle Moshe, I think most people wouldn't even know that Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. Again, when was the last time your Rebbe mentioned that or even spoke about that? He's Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Uncle Moshe. And we think that it's enough. That if we can sing the song and say the words, then everybody's equal. But even if we say the words, and l'maisa, every single neshama knows what this means. There are those who say it, and there are those who know it. There are those who believe it, and there are those who know it and really know it. We walk down the street and we see two people and they're both wearing yarmulkes and they have their tzitzis out. And this person is amongst the Hamoin Am that he's mamish b'shibush. But he's holding on to something. Or maybe something is holding on to him. And even another person is walking right next to him and in his heart is a totally different understanding of what this means, kutcher b'yuchim. That there's one person when he davens and he says Havaya, and another person who says Havaya, it's Kimamish Kimirchak Mizrach Mimaru. Therefore, the avodah is that we have to be honest with ourselves. We can't try to pretend that we don't have sfeikus and emuna, and to just tuck them under the rug and then say, you know what, I can continue like this day to day, although it's maybe painful to put on tefillin every day. It's a choyli anefesh. It's like a person, he knows rachmana litzlan that he has a big machl, and he's like, oh, I'm just not going to deal with it. Zeh Kodesh says, Zakom ihuman. How lucky is the one, the Salik emunas kuchabichu. The ihu shkinte klilam eser miram bechushben achada berus achada baloy ebuv yakla. How lucky and how fortunate is the one that the emun of Hashem and his shchina, that they are one in the eser spheres, whatever this means, is like one machshava to him and one ratan by him without any sfeikus at all, without any confusion at all. Zakah, how fortunate is the one. And you know what? Even when the Yidden stood on Har Sinai, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megal himself, and he said, HaReisal Adas Kashem Hu Elokim, that the whole experience of Matan Torah in its premise is a revelation of the truth of the Emunah, Anochi Hashem Alekecha, that it wasn't 100% clear by them, because if not, they would have not have been Choyte by the Chet HaEgel. That there was an Irbuvia, and the Irbuvia is called the Erev Rav. Erevam is a irbuf, that's the lashon of Erevam, a great bilbul that they made in Emunah. And you know how you know that's true? Because the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says that if a person would be enlightened and he would come to a clear understanding of Emunah in the vados of Hashem's Emunah, for one moment, he would never be able to fall from it. That there's a light called the light of Emunah, that if a person is zechet to that light, then everything, he knows where it belongs, and he has no sfeikus but at all, he can never fall from that madrig. He's locked in forever. And so much that a person has not been locked in, and he can say about himself that I have my aliyahs and I have my yeridas, I have my moments of vada, I have my moments of sfeikos. Yeidan Emunah, says the Baal Shem Tov, that you have not been zechet to that. That it's not 100% clear by you. Because if it was clear by you for a single moment, you would never fall from it. And so therefore, if it was clear by the Yidden, by Har Sinai, then they would never have fallen from it. And really, the whole Indian of Purim is that Purim was mashlim. This is the secret of Kimu V'Kivu. That there was a revelation on Purim, which is the Hashlam of Matan Torah. Which is the secret of Purim. Lo yivoyishu v'lo yikomu l'natzach kol ha'chaisim bach. That there's a light which Purim reveals, which we'll touch upon maybe Be'ezah Hashem, that it's a light which is a light of Nitzchi, which is why it's called Soif Kalanisim, that there was a certain revelation by Purim that a person could be zeichet to the Or, which is the Shlemus of Emunah, that he can never fall. But if a person, and again, Chevet, there's endless madrigas when we talk about 50 days from Pesach to Shavuos, we're talking about 50 worlds. There's endless madrigas when it comes to Emunah. Let's cook in this next piece. He writes, and this is where he speaks about why it's so important to clarify. We know already that by the Harmonia Am it's Beshibush. But now, how does that affect everything which I do? We spoke a little bit now. He says another perspective. Klal ha'yidiyah shlema shel hakaras ha'likus. A yidiyah shlema in being makir Hashem Yisbarach. Merima es ha'adam mishiflusay. It raises a person up from his shiflus. U'mo'aydadetoy l'hiyos chafetz l'yoyis mizdam al'yoytzer. And it encourages him to want to be like him. Bidrach of Hatoivim, to do good things like him. Bechachmo, u'bechesed. Alkin Hayesoid Talibishmir Satri Hayesoid. So Rav Kook says, you know what the real Yesoid is? The real Yesoid of everything is to be watchful, to be shemir on the Tzir Hayesoidi. How a person is Mitzayir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how he visions HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shelo Yishpa La'ilam, that he'll never fall, that this should never fall. If a person is meyaches to the elokos, to Hashem Yisbarach, something which is anything less than shleimus hashalim ha'amiti, as kvar ye'ovet hasharei shel ha'shi'if alis damas yisrashem, then you will not want to be like him. Then the yisoid of everything, which is ma'hu afata, that we should be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is called v'halachta bidrachav, walking in the ways of Hashem is to want to be like him. If a person doesn't want, if he doesn't understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the way that he truly is, then he won't want to be like Hashem. I want to be like Mike. I want to be like this and like this. That's called a Avodah Zarah. To idolize something else other than the Ribbono Shel Olam. The aim case of Chol HaRifyon Shlidas HaChaim. There is no end to the Rifyon and to the breaking of a person's life. Everything is affected by this. If it's not perfect by a person, the Shlemas of Hashem, doesn't have a Tzir Yesoidi of who Hashem is, then Tfilin is not Tfilin, and Talis is not Talis, and Lulav is not Lulav, and Matzah is not Matzah. Because the whole Halichas HaChaim, which is the Mahu Afata, that a person should want to grow more and more to be like Hashem, he should have she'ifas to be a lokus. If I don't have a clear image of what this is called Hashem, then a person is not going to have she'ifas to be like that. So if you really want to know why people are not B'nai Aliyah, it's because the tzir of shleimus by Hashem, of Hashem by them, is shrach. Shrach. And if you're going to say, how can I be expected to do that? We're talking about the Zohar Kodesh, he's talking about sfiru and chad, berusa delibo, azako, iuman. But the Torah says, if a person has emuna, he may not know the MS. But if he has emuna in that MS, if he knows that he's far, but he has a ratzon, a clear ratzon, that he should be zoyche to that, that he should she'ifas, that he should one day come to that, that he knows that he's not there, but he's striving to be there, then already he has a nitzitz inside of him which will bring him there eventually. But if a person thinks, and he goes like Hamayinam, and he thinks, listen, Uncle Moshe is Uncle Moshe, everybody's the same, this is the way Hashem is, he's something out there, he's not really part of my life. Even if he believes that Hashem is part of his life, and he knows that Hashem is everywhere, he doesn't really know what that means, and he thinks that this is it though, then he's lost. But if he knows that he doesn't know, and he really wants to know, and he knows that there's Ein Sof to understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he connects himself to the Nekuda, even though he doesn't understand it, it's just a Nekuda by him, but he's connected to that Nekuda, then Mitach Shalal Lishma Bol Lishma, he'll bring him there. And that's what's asked of us. And this is really the process from Pesach to Shavuos. Because Pesach is when there's a Hezgalus, when there's a revelation, everybody saw, everybody saw Hashem by Sinai. They understood Hashem. Again, not 100%, the Erev Av were there, there was a confusion. But there was Zeichet to Adas Amiti by Hashem Yisbarach. That the Rekiah is open and they saw Hashem will again. But by Pesach there's a revelation, but there's that Nekuda. There's the Nekuda which gives the person the inspiration to get there. To be able to take a step one day at a time, one day of Sira to the next day, to climb the ladder of Emunah. And Hashem revealed himself in Mitzrayim, Chever, did he not? But the Yidden were instructed to stay in their homes. You can't go outside. You are not yet connected. You cannot see with your eyes yet till you reach Har Sinai. But they ate matzah on that night. And the Zohar Kodesh tells us, the Zohar says as follows, Matzah ihu asvisa, matzah is the refuah lemeya leminda b'rezadim hamnusa. The matzah is the remedy, it's the pill kivyachol, which allows a person to go up and to enter into the sukkot of emunah. So on the night of Pesach, Hashem says, I'm giving you matzah, which is like man, which is the secret of Emunah. It's like a pill that a Jew takes of Emunah, which will bring his feet eventually to come to Har Sinai. It's an injection of Emunah. That's called the Nekuda. Either Kazayis, which is like the Nekuda of Matzah, you're already taken care of. Because now all you need to do is to... It's like that shtick of dough when you first receive it. And then you have to take the rolling pan and you have to flatten and you spread it out to the left, to the right, and up and down. That's what we need to do. Taramuna. You get the piece. You get that tiny little ball of dough. But then there's the pushing it out and understanding it. To the right, to the left, to up and down and all around. That's what the matzah is. That's why the matzah is circular, because it represents that a person is eating a nekud of Ein Sof. The endless understanding of the oneness of Hashem. And this, by the way, is why Eliyahu Navi comes to the Seder. Because is not Eliyahu the one of which he came down by Har HaKarmel and he gathered the Bnei Abal and he proved to them and he said Hashem Hu Elokim, till they said Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Elokim, that he was Mevara de Elokos in this world. And he said to them, Ad Masli Atem Poishchum Mashnias, even when will you be going back and forth in your Emun of Hashem? Today we're like this, tomorrow we're like that. Eliyahu has the Kayach to bring to a Jew a Vados in the Ribbono Shel Olam. A true, clear vados in the Emun of Hashem that will never fall. And that's what the Zohar Kodesh says. Man de'ihu shlemus b'dehem emunah, a person who is shalom in his emunah, kedisha tayyebe, he's a kadosh, la tayyebe misa v'lemis. He will never die. That's Eliyahu Navi, Rabbi Say. That is Eliyahu Navi, Eliyahu loy meis. Even in this pashut world, in the olam asiyah, he's loy meis. It's because the emunah was not just like some segula by Eliyahu Navi, he was complete in his emunah. That a Jew who is emunah is sholim ba'amitis, he's chai lo'olam. David Melech Yisrael chai v'kayam. That's why the Zohar says the matzah is the sword of David HaMelech. That a person gets an injection called David. And Eliyahu Navi comes to the Seder. Because Eliyahu Navi is like the Shoshvina de Malta. He's like the... our escort to bring us to Har Sinai. Like our father, like our mother. He's our apotropos. He brings us, he takes achrayis to bring every single Jew to Har Sinai, to the Yom HaChuppah. He bears edus that if a Jew ate matzah, he will come to Har Sinai. Because really what Har Sinai is a revelation of matzah. It's a revelation of the secret of emunah with our eyes. Be said, and you know sometimes we're hard on ourselves because we feel when we actually confront ourselves and we take an honest look at ourselves, and you feel like, you know, we can really work on emunah, but it's really not the in thing to do, so we don't, and we suffer because of that. In fact, I was. By gateways over Pesach for the last days, one of the things that Rabbi Sushar was speaking about was the initiative that Gateways is taking in teaching Rebbeim in their classrooms, that the Rebbeim should know Yesodas of Emunah, that they took it for granted that Gateways was only for people who were maschilim, that they needed to be taught about the emes of the Messiah and things that every single Jew needs to know about the authenticity of his Messiah. But then they realize that Rebbeim don't know it either. These are Rabbanim. That the Rabbanim don't know. That they know how to pass Kinshalas, but they don't know Yisodas of Emunah. which is what's called the Galus HaShechina. Shechina is Emunah. So they started an initiative to teach it to the Rebbeim so they should know how to teach their children. Parents should know. In fact, I had somebody send me like a kuntris of 50 pages or 300 pages where they were writing about a sefer to teach Rabbanim and Machanchim Yesodas of Emunah to be able to impart it to their Talmidim. I had somebody come to me a few weeks ago that we were sitting outside in the back of Landers and we were schmoozing and he says he's having Sfikas in Emunah. I said, why? He says, because he had a Rebbe in high school that he would ask questions and he would ask questions and he gave him the most ridiculous answers. This is a guy who was a Ben Torah, went to Yeshiva. He went to Eretz Yisrael and he was steiging and he came back and he sees that he's falling apart. And we start to ask a couple questions about just basic Yesodas of Emunah and his mom, she's having Sfikas. He was never taught. And the answers that he received, and this is the extent of his knowledge. His mom doesn't know. Because his Rebbe didn't know. But again, it's not his Rebbe's fault because his Rebbe didn't know. And there's many good reasons why people don't know, because of this Holocaust and this pogroms and this Tsaros and Parnassa, b'chule b'chule. The Satan has no greater nachas than to mix fakers in Emunah by Yidin. When we start to get to the kishkas of why people that they're doing Torah mitzvahs and they feel like they're not going anywhere, and we start to examine the roots of where all the mitzvahs come from, and we find that there's just something not right there. That they have good questions and they need answers to the questions, but a person, we're not embarrassed to ask questions. We just need to know who to ask them to. And we start to realize why it is that people, that they're not Moshe V'Holich in their Avodas Hashem. And then there's some people that they cover it under, don't want to deal with it. And because, again, either because they're afraid or because they're just B'chlal the Shiba Sheitzel HaMoinam, like Rav Kook speaks about, but yet again, they're not completely lost. And then there are those that the Makasha themselves to the secret of Emunah, even though they don't know. But they connect themselves to good Yidin and to Tzaddiki Ames. And they learn Sfarim HaKdoshim. And they have S'chus HaVisayim, whatever it is. But they live with an Nekud inside of them that even though they don't know, they're okay with that. But they know the Messiah is rich. And they see by tzaddikim that this is mamish emes. For the other reasons why, we know that Hashem is emes, and Moshe emes, and Terasa emes. Person is chay b'munasa, and he lives by that emunah. That's called real chay. But the mitzvahs are alive by him. The Yiddishkeit is alive by him. We've mentioned this before, we'll mention it again and again. Rav Nachman once engaged himself in a conversation with a Yid who was a self-proclaimed disbeliever. He was a non-believer in the Ribbono Shel Olam. He says, I don't believe. Rav Nachman the Tzaddik, his reply to him was, I also don't believe in the God you don't believe in. And it's very telling, this story. It's humorous, but it's very telling. Because a person must know this. That if a person is having Sfikas in Emunah, it's not because he's having Sfikas in Emunah. It's because the Emunah in the God that he really believes in, that's not the real God. What I mean is by this, is that when you have real Emunah, in the Ribbono Shel Olam of who he really is, then you're locked in. Then you will have Emunah. But if you have a suffix in your Emunah, you know what that is? It's not a reason, it's a simen that the God that you believe in, you don't really understand yet. And that's why it's besafek. Because if Hashem locked you in to that emunah of your tziur, of the way you perceive Hashem, that wouldn't be 100% true. That there's a little bit, there's a mix of sheker in the belief and the understanding of this God who you believe in. And that's why you have sveikos. And all that your suffix is really just an encouragement for you to go deeper and to know more and so you'll be able to come to a clear understanding of Hashem. Because once you get to that clear understanding of Hashem, right away all your suffix will go away. Just not that a person has tzvikus and therefore it's hurting his avodah. All that a suffix is that it's a way of Hashem telling you that you're distorted still of how you see me, of how you understand me. There's something here about this part which is not 100% true about me, that you don't understand me. That's all it means. Because as soon as you really know who he is, then you're locked in forever, and the Tahara cannot bring you down, or the Malach HaMavis is even moided to you. And that's the secret of true chayrus, of which Chazal say by Har Sinai, I'll take richarus of the chayrus of haluchos. And when they stood on Har Sinai, they had chayrus afilu b'malach hamavis, that they couldn't die, that even the Yitzhahara was masking. Because when this Jew reaches that level called Sinai, and we've all stood there, and therefore between these we have it, just needs to be nizgalit, that even the Satan, the Yitzhahara, the malach hamavis can touch us. And that's the b'chin of Eliyahu HaNavi. That's David Melech Yisrael Chavakayim, who's Ptira, that he's Nishter on Shavuos. But again, David never died. So on Shavuos, there's no death. It's just Mamash Chaim. Rav Kook, in Chelek Aleph, in Oros HaKodesh, in a collection of pieces which is called Havados HaMakorius, where he speaks about the levels of Ados, Havada Ishmai came to Hilasai, that there's different, even Madrigas in Vaday, there's many Madrigas in Vaday. That everybody inside of it has a Bechina Vaday, but there may be Suffolk with that Vaday. If Cook says that the ultimate Madriga of Vaday is that even when the Suffolk is Mitzar for the Vaday, what does that mean, Suffolk and Vaday Mitzar? What that means is that part of the Vaday is to know, we can't go into the depths of the Sugya, but we'll just say it, is that a Jew needs to know that there's even a suffix, even by suffix there's a place in Kedusha. Because suffix means that there's something I don't know. And there will be forever something you don't know about Hashem Yisbarach. And that's part of the Vaday. Even if your ears, even if your mind doesn't know what that means, your heart and your ears know what it means. That there's a place for suffix even in the Vaday, and that's called the Shlemus of Vaday. And when a person is mitztarif, that suffix, into that vaday, then of course the suffix can't touch him. So how can you make suffix in my vaday emuna when even I'm holding on to the suffix too? I know where you belong. I know you're not trying to make suffix in my vados. You're trying to be mitztarif your suffix to my vaday. You're trying to teach me that what I know about Hashem, even that is garnished. That I know that that goes on forever and ever. Now we're talking. See the amkis, a taste of the amkis of the sugi of emuna. Just along these lines, I'd be remiss if we didn't mention that which I see here in a footnote to the Sefer HaTanya, that he quotes from the Pri Ha'aretz, from the 8th Michtav, the Michtav Ches. And I say I would be remiss because today was the yahrzeit of Menachem Mendel from Vitebsk. The Pri Ha'aretz. And he says like this. He says, in Eitzah Teiva Kamash Malan, I'll give you a very strong Eitzah Teiva. Gedoyla v'chazaka mifarek esharim u'gvos, that it's so powerful and so strong, it can uproot mountains. Ad tivas, ta'avas givas aylam, la'amor de l'ischazik neged ha'taiva v'eitzah zu, to stand up against one's taiva. V'hi hayos yodui ha'tmiya gedoyla machshav eschutz chas b'shalom. He says, it's a tremendous tmiya gedoyla. How it is that the Yitzhahara is able to be mefata us, to do things against Hashem's will. How is it possible that the Yitzhahara can even tempt us to do that? When we know that Hashem gives chiyas v'atam achayas kulum, even to the klipus, even to the sitra achra, Hashem gives life. So he says that the tshuva we know comes from the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh gives a mashal about a ben melech with a zayna, that the ben melech, that he sends his son to the doorstep of the zayna in order to test him. So really, as the Sefer HaTanya says himself, and the P'aris is telling us, that really even the Satan knows the truth, but he's just testing us. And that's the Ratzon Hashem, we should be tested. So therefore, it's Rizak the P'aris, V'im Kein Hadavar Pashut, it's Pashut therefore, V'efshra Lehachnis to believe Ma'od B'Pshitas. Therefore, a person can instill in his heart with a Pshitas, without being a big chacham, shekol dover mi pitei hayetzer hanoyifel b'machshav to lasei sechas v'shalom. If the yitzchara tries to persuade us to do something wrong, hashchina hakdeish mechayesai. Just remember that the shchina is giving life to this yitzchara right now. V'akavani hi shelo lasei se tzchaza kenegdai. And the intention is in this test that you shouldn't do it. Ubezehi ba hamachshav b'meicha. That if a person will be mechazik from the moment of Nisayon, that he believes and he knows the emuna, then even the Yitzhahara really wants me to pass this test, then a person will be menatzeh. And Rabbi said this is mamish along the lines of what we said before, that if a Jew knows that even in the gvul of Misa, in the Sitra Achra, in the Satan, that there's life, that Hashem is giving it life, that's called chayrus from the Malach HaMoves, chayrus from the Yitzhahara. This is already what's called shleimus emuna. Such a deep emuna that even not just in the gvul of the kedusha, but even over there, shama, in the tahaim, there's chiyus and there's life that Hashem gives it life. Just let the words enter, just to begin. There should be at least a pesach to contemplate these sugyas. But we shouldn't see ourselves just amongst the hamani am, who are living lives b'shibush and they're content with that. Rabbanim, I looked for this medrash, I couldn't find it. Rabbanim says, according to a medrash, that Shlomo is called Nemuel. And the medrash says he's called Nemuel because Shenam La'el Yadai. I don't know exactly what it means, Shenam La'el Yadai, that he raised up his hand, Hashem. I'm not sure what it means, Nam. He awakened his hand, I don't know. But this is how he teaches what it means, Nemuel. This is why Shlomo is called Nemuel. Shekol kach hichnis halakos b'libay. That he injected the elokus of Hashem so much into his heart, he knew with certainty that he would never fall. We said before from the Baal Shem that Shlomo Melech reached the Madrega that he would never fall from his emuna, and it got him into trouble because then he started doing averus. And if you know that you can never fall, and you know that you have this nitzachon against the Yitzhahara, against the Malach HaMoves, and then you start to do a virus, Maisi fell. But apparently he fell in a way which he didn't fall, like the Gemara says, that even according to one opinion that he lost his Malchus, later he bounced back. And we know that he wrote Shir HaShirim, Ki Chol HaSa'ava Ani, that he's sick with love, Mamish, he couldn't fall. Good to be the son of David HaMelech. But the truth is, every single yid has that nakuda inside of himself. He just needs to be in his gala. And we eat matzah, and that matzah gives chiyus lezayah, says for the entire year, that it awakens the emuna which we have inside of ourselves. It's bringing us to that Shavuos. This is the destiny of every single Jew. That the revelation of Mashiach, the Sfarim HaKadoshim today, is a revelation of the oneness of Hashem. If a person is not working on that somehow, some way in his life, he's not working in the Orosh of Mashiach. And even when a person is learning Torah, if he's at work or he's in school, this light of Emunah permeates everything. There's nothing which it doesn't go into. A person can't say that I'm doing something now which is not in the realm of that Emunah. This is the light itself. The light itself of Emunah means I'm everywhere. I'm in everything. This is what it means to be Raza, the secret of it, the Achdus of the Or of Emunah. Where is it not? It's in Malay Chol Aretz Kavoida, this light. But the Roiv has a Koyach in Halacha and has a Koyach on us. But the Shibush of that Roiv, like the Gemara says about Ezra and other tzaddikim, that they were roi to have the Shekhinah shore them like Moshe Rabbeinu, but the door, But the roiv doesn't allow the Shekhinah to shine, doesn't allow a person to reach, to be locked into such a madrega, that a person has to work so hard, even against other yidin. But the roiv, that the shivush of the Rimam, that the impressions that it has on us. Except on the night of Pesach, where everybody comes, where the Navi comes, with the light of Emunah, the secret of Emunah awakens itself and gives life to every single Jew. But this is the tkufa which we find ourselves now, that if we're not being mishtadil on the Or of Emunah, then where are we in Sfira? That we don't have to work in a Sfira on Tiferes, Shevet Tiferes, and just to fall into confusions, that every single day is different and it's a new avoda, it's one avoda. The light of Emunah awakens itself in Tiferes, Shevet Tiferes. It permeates in Netzach Shebahayit. It's everywhere. If a person is just working in the spheres and he's not working in the Yisod and the Or of that Sphira, which is again along the lines of what the Zohar said before, how the Or in itself, how it permeates the Sphira Sakdosha. How the Sphira is in the light, the Mamash one. This is the real avoid of Sphira. So therefore, when Sphira shouldn't just be like I'm counting, I come up and I make my bracha and I count the Sphira. It goes somewhere, Chavit, don't get me wrong. It will bring you to a Shavuot. But then there's it's Nizgala by them, and then it's those that it's in by them. But a Sphira doesn't have to be some dry counting. If a person thinks a little bit in tshuva, a little bit in Avas Hashem, and Yirash Hashem, and he's Mespalot Hashem, he should have some Emunah. And when he says the Tefillah of Harachman, Yachsel, and Beis HaMikdash, Mekom Yameinu, he's asking that the Emunah should be strong by him. That's what it means, Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash is called a Das, called a revelation, the knowledge of Hashem, which is this, that the truth of the Emunah by him. That's the tefillah of Harachman. They should have Rachmanas on us. But just to know and to be mechazik ourselves that a suffix in the moon is not a real suffix. It's just Hashem tapping you on the shoulder and he's saying to you, there's going to be a mix us good and a mix us not. You have where to go. Be mechash yourselves to good yidin. Be machapis, be a dorish to the sphere of tonight is Tiferes Shevet Tiferes, of which it corresponds to the word in Anabakayach of Dorshe. Dorshe Yichudcha. That a Jew needs to be a dorish the Yichud of Hashem. To be mevakish the MS, to be roydeif achar emunah, not to be content and to think that emunah is just shoved by everybody. It is in the pnimius, of course. But to be a person who he walks on the derech of emunah, like David said, is derech emunah bacharti. I chose the way of emunah. That everything in his life should be permeated by the light of emunah. And should be zeichem, be dargal, to go from one level of madrig of emuna, from one vaday to the next vaday, havaday shmokin, to lasay, to be zeichem, to see that or havaday, yishlei musa, to be eskoyel tzedek, and we have a main moment.